Must the host be the one to say hamotzi at a meal with guests, or can he honor a guest, perhaps his father or any other visiting dignitary, to lead the hamotzi? So the Gemara in Brachos has a story where Reb Zera gets sick, Reb Avohu comes to visit him, and Reb Avohu tells Reb Zera, if you get better, I'll make you a party. Sure enough, Reb Zera gets better, and Reb Avohu makes a party, and at the party, Reb Avohu asks Reb Zera to lead the hamotzi. Reb Zera says, what do you mean? Reb Yochanan says, Bala Bayis Botzaya, that the owner of the house has to be the one to lead the hamotzi. Reb Avohu then later asks Reb Zera to lead benching. Reb Zera says, what do you mean? Reb Huna says that the one who leads hamotzi is the one who should do the benching. So the Gemara says, well, why then is Reb Avohu? The Gemara then asks, well, why is Reb Avohu asking Reb Zera to lead the benching? And he says, well, Reb Avohu felt, he yelled like Reb Yochanan, who says that the person who is, that the host should be the one to do hamotzi, because this way he'll dispense the bread ba'ayin yafeh, with large portions, but the guest can be the one to do benching so that he could bless the host. But all the Rishonim ask, well, what was Reb Avohu thinking originally when he asked Reb Zera to lead the to do hamotzi? Why did he ask Reb Zera to do hamotzi if he knew Rabbi Yochanan's statement that the host should be the one to do hamotzi so that he could dispense ba'ayin yafeh? He could give out big pieces. So three answers to this question. Answer number one, Reb Zera was like the host, says the Rajba, because it was in his honor. Remember, he got sick and then he got better, and this meal was in his honor. So from this, though, you see that there's no heter otherwise to ask a person, a guest, to do the hamotzi. It was just in this unique case where Reb Zera was like the guest. He was the guest of honor, so he was like the host. So that's how, why it was allowed. But in any other case, it would not be allowed. But Tosfos Reb Yehuda HaChassid gives a different answer. He gives the first answer like the Rajba, but his second answer, he says, is that Reb Avohu did it to honor Reb Zera. And from here you see that you're allowed, I guess, to ask another person to do hamotzi, to honor them if you want. Not only because Reb Zera was the guest of honor, just you could ask someone to do it if you want. And the Maharsha, though, gives a different answer based on Tosfos, which is that Reb Avohu considered Reb Zera a gadol. He was older and more respected than himself. So he was obligated, he felt, to ask him. According to the Maharsha, you see from here that being a gadol trumps being the host. In other words, if you have a choice to let the most respected person lead the hamotzi or the bala bayis, the host, according to the Maharsha, what Tosfos at least is saying is that the gadol, the greater person, should lead the hamotzi. Now, the Shulchan Aruch rules that a bala bayis himself must dispense the bread, must be the one to be the one who makes hamotzi, even if a guest is gadol, is greater than the host, which is basically not like the Maharsha, Tosfos Riach Chassid. The Prisha, in fact, says it's usher to even let another person lead the hamotzi. But the Magen Avraham cites the Lechem Chamudos. Now, the Lechem Chamudos, the Tosfos Yontif, has a big chiddush. He says that nowadays this whole halacha doesn't apply. Because anyway, we don't distribute all the bread in the beginning of the meal. You know, if people want to have more bread, they can just take from the middle. So therefore, the whole idea of having the host be the one to make the bracha is so that he could dispense ba'ayin yafeh. Well, this doesn't exist nowadays because there is no, it's not like the bread that you get at the beginning is all your bread you're going to eat in the whole meal. So therefore, he says the minhag is to have the gadol, the greatest person, do hamotzi. And in fact, Magen Avraham brings a proof from Reb Avohu, who in fact asked Reb Zera to do hamotzi because he felt that a gadol should do it. But the Maamar Mordechai rejects this. He says, what do you mean? Why you bring a proof from Reb Avohu? Bring a proof from Reb Zera. Reb Zera refused to lead hamotzi, even if he was greater, because the bala bayis, the owner of the house, the host, he is the one who should lead hamotzi. And therefore, says the Maamar Mordechai, the host may never be mochel v'skavod. He always has to be the one to lead the hamotzi. The Mishnah Berurah cites both opinions, but the Aruch HaShulchan just cites this, you know, Maamar Mordechai, which seems to be pretty clear that the host is the one who should do the hamotzi. So the upshot is both according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, there's definitely room to say that the host should be the one to do the hamotzi. But what about if the guest is your father or someone who is more, you know, a real gadol, like a parent? Is there any room to say that your father should be the one to lead the hamotzi? So Bialka Yosef says for sure, based on this Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, that Reb Avohu asked Reb Zera to do it, even though he was the host. You see clearly that the father should do it. And in fact, Reb Zilberstein says the same thing, but he adds a different svara. He says a father is like a quasi bala bayis anyway in his son's house. You know, he helped get his son on his feet. He's the one who gives his son help always. And therefore, the father will dispense the bread with the same ayin yafeh like the child would. And in fact, Reb Zilberstein says to get around this, he cites the story of a Talmud Chacham who brought his own chalas to his son's house. So when his son asked him to do hamotzi, he can give as the Baal HaBayis with Ayin Yafa from his own chalas. However, the Meir Oz cites Chaim Kanievsky, who answered that no, the Baal HaBayis should be, the host should be the one to be Botzeh, even if he's in the presence of his father, which is a pretty big chiddush. Now, just an interesting point to end on. Reb Chaim Vital says, we read in 2 weeks ago, Parsha, Ve'echa Pas Lechem, by the Malachim to Avram, that Avram says, I will take Pas Lechem. What do you mean, I will take Pas Lechem? It should have been Ve'chu Pas Lechem. You, the Malachim, should take bread. So, but Reb Chaim Vital says, you see from here that Avram was the one to lead Hamotzi, like this Talacha, Ve'echa Pas Lechem, I'll take Pas Lechem, because the host should be the one to make Hamotzi. And I was thinking, if you said with the Ramban, that Avram knew that they were Malachim, so you see clearly a proof that the host should lead Hamotzi, even if there's a Gadol, like a Malach, you know, as your guest, still the host should be the one to say Hamotzi, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So it would be a proof to what Reb Chaim Kanievsky is saying.